The Irish Farmers Association has mounted a second blockade in the dispute over beef prices, preventing access this morning to the Lidl distribution centre at Charleville in County Cork. The protest began at 7 a.m. and will last for 12 hours. It follows an IFA blockade yesterday at the Aldi distribution centre in Naas, County Kildare. The president of the association, Joe Healy, said the protest will continue until processors give a significant price increase. We can talk now to Damien O'Reilly, who's lecturer in retail management at the Technological University of Dublin. A very good morning to you, Damien. Thanks for coming in to talk to us. We'll talk about the beef price in a moment, but first of all, the potential effect of these blockades. Naas yesterday, today it's Charleville. What kind of impact could these demonstrations and blockages have on product on the shelves?
Have a significant effect, because these days that there is a very sophisticated computerized systems in place for ordering and the centralized distribution that the stores use. So let's take Lidl or Aldi, will have around 150 stores each in Ireland. So half of these are not getting supplies because of the blockade. So that means that the product on the shelf will run out actually very, very quickly. They get daily deliveries. They actually don't keep any stock in store. So they get one daily delivery, everything goes onto the shelf and is sold for the day. And if you take the chill chain, so basically the supply chain is broken into your stuff that's on the shelf, mm-hmm. the ambient product, the tins of beans and so on. You've got the chill chain, which is the likes of beef and so on, and then you've got the frozen chain. Those fresh products, the chill chain, will run out very, very quickly because the distribution centre sends fresh produce every day to the store. So after a couple of days, there would be nothing on the shelves, literally.
So a 24-hour blockade perhaps is manageable, but if they were to stretch any longer than that, then there would be very serious consequences.
Absolutely, yeah. And not just in the beef products, but in every product that we're talking about. Mm-hmm. And within the chill chain, like every day that goes by, there's one less day on the shelf, one less day with your best before date on it or your expiry date on it. So, you know, it's imperative that they get product onto the shelf as quick as they can and get it out and sell it. They have a very, very, with the supply chain, it's very... it's easier to forecast because Lidl and Aldi, in particular with the mm-hmm. discounters, have a very standardised forecasting system, which they know how many items they're going to sell in a day. So the replenishment is done with a kind of a just-in-time system.
Yeah, and obviously as we head towards Christmas, demand increases significantly, so it's indeed, it's all the more imperative that the product gets out.
Oh, it is, yeah. It's not the best time of the year to be doing to having protests, yeah, I agree.
All right. Yeah. In relation to this issue of the beef price, now, as I've said, Joe Healy is saying this morning that these demonstrations, these blockades, will continue until processors give a significant price increase. What's happening in terms of the international market for beef, and what might that tell us about what's coming down the tracks? Because the processors are saying price increases are coming.
Yeah, partially what happened is that with the previous blockades that they had, the protests that were in place during the previous couple of months, is that there's an overhang of supply. So there's about 100,000 head of cattle that weren't killed. So you know yourself, like the law of supply and demand, if there's oversupply, then the price is not going to go up. So the price has been depressed partially because of that. But now they've kind of come out of the system or gone through the system now. So supply is matching demand. So there is the likelihood today when the market prices are set that the price is going to go up, and notionally the IFA will have achieved a victory, yes.
And would that be to return to the status before the build-up of this excess, or is there a general and more widespread increase in the prices that will be paid to farmers?
Well, that's again supply and demand, and the my expectation is that there will be a price increase today. Further price increases will have to come because the beef farmers actually need a price increase. You know, the price of our beef, which is probably the best beef in the world, and it's been underpriced in my opinion.
Well, I mean, that's one of the questions, because I mean, I think all the evidence is that prices paid to farmers in this country, actually in the Republic, in the South, are significantly behind what's available in the UK or elsewhere in Europe, and including Northern Ireland.
Yeah, and this needs to be reflected in the price that they get paid. One of the issues we have is 90% of what we sell in the beef is exported, right? So only 10% of what we actually sell here is Irish produced. Sorry, it's all Irish produced, but only 10% of what we sell stays in the Irish market. So there is just a law of supply and demand, and what's been if you're selling into the UK, where we sell a lot of beef, you've got the big four supermarkets over there, mm-hmm. and they concentrate the market. So it's a laws of supplies and demand. So the big supermarkets over there control about 40 or 50% of the market.
All right, Damien O'Reilly, thanks very much indeed for talking to us. That was Damien O'Reilly from the Technological University in Dublin. It's just gone 25 past 8.